Welcome to Spotlighting the Pride. I'm your host, Jesus Flores. Today we're going to be talking to Alexandra Burks, who plays left back for the Texas A&M University Commerce women's soccer team.
The opening kick.
Thank you for being here, Allie. Now, if you would, please tell us where you're from and where you played your high school soccer.
I'm from Houston. I went to an all-girls Catholic school, so my actual high school team wasn't exactly the best because, I mean, there wasn't a lot of people to talent to pick from, but I played club.
Free kick.
Wow, Houston isn't exactly around the corner, so how did you narrow it down to Commerce?
Right out of high school, I committed to come here at A&M Commerce, and in July, I got a call from the U.S. Coast Guard Academy to go to prep school, and so I had to call Neil, tell him, and when I first committed, I told him that that's where I was trying to go, and that I kept, you know, hounding the admissions about trying to get into prep school and stuff, so that hopefully I would get a call or a letter. And so I called him and told him I had. And so a year later, when that ended up sort of falling through, I called him and, you know, I was like, do you remember me? You know, well, Coast Guard didn't really work out, and I came back.
Corner kick.
The first time I ever saw you play was against Texas Women's University, and I remember seeing you struggling out there. What was going on that day?
First of all, I'm not left-footed, and that was my first start, and I'd recently been, like, tackled in one of our other games, and I had, like, a dead leg that just wouldn't go away, but it turned out that it was a fractured leg that I ended up playing on all season.
You broke your leg.
Penalty kick.
Gosh, I've never broken a bone before, but I can't imagine having a broken leg would feel too good.
As the season went on, the swelling increased in my leg, so it was harder for me to do things, like, where at first it would just hurt to backpedal and like, cut and go side to side. It became, like, impossible because my leg would give out.
Goal kick.
So what's your outlook on next season?
We had a pretty young team, almost as many freshmen as there were returners. In that aspect, you know, we sort of struggled, but in the same time, we had some really great games, like against Texas Women's when we took them into double overtime and won. I think this season, we're going to have to rise above and just prove people wrong. I think we have it in us to do it.
It was a pleasure having you on, Allie, and thank you for sharing your story with us. Also want to say thank you to the athletic department and the women's soccer team. You've been listening to Spotlighting the Pride. I'm Jesus Flores on your station, 88.9 KETR.